because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Welcome back to On Frequency. Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. Again, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Anyway, I was commenting here about Big Pharma. You know, I've watched this country over and over again set what they call red lines for other nations. And the last one in particular was Syria, alleging that Syria, Dr. Bashar al-Assad, was gassing his own Alawite supporters. And that was a red line for the U.S. And, of course, we know that Russia and the United States and others brokered a deal to remove all of Syria's chemical weapons, and they keep pushing this lie. Just like now we have the lie of this North Korean defector talking about these wild sex orgies over there with the guy with the bad haircut. I mean, it's the same play field, you know. But anyway, these red lines. Why don't they bomb Big Pharma? I'm serious. Over 800,000 deaths a year. All right, thanks. Over 800,000 deaths a year are caused due to drug-related issues that aren't overdose, but either through treatments, failures of livers, kidneys, whatever, you know. And that's just those drugs. And then if you sit around at night, if you do watch TV, like say I only watch one channel, MeTV. I like the old channels, you know, or the old movies like Donna Reed and stuff. But anyway, the TVs start right around the dinner time there, and they all highlight all these drug commercials. But if you listen close to hear the actual side effects. And then they'll say, please visit our website and look for additional side effects. And when you start looking through that, you go, gee, I'd be better off having the condition that I have now than to be taking this and squirting diarrhea or something like that, because I don't have that issue, you know. But anyway, but they're all FDA approved. Just like in late May, I had a triple hernia mesh screen operation and also a battery replacement in my right butt cheek there from my spinal cord stimulator, all done at the same time. But after going through all that and I'm still suffering pain, and I've got more stuff coming up here for another nerve block or two, they said, and then another additional surgery to find or locate the area nerve down in the groin area, whatever like that, to kill the pain. Anyway, there's these ads for these hernia mesh patches. And so I did a search on mesh patch recall and or lawsuits. And there's five different companies being sued for those hernia mesh patches. Got a train going background. And these, again, are all FDA approved. The same as with these hip replacements, where you see people have hip replacements and then they have to have another one because something doesn't go wrong, or there's some kind of a poisoning from the metals that are being used. And other devices, whether they're, I don't have to worry too much with my stimulator here, but those that use heart stimulators and stuff, that these are able to be hacked And of course, it's we're just corporate fodder, or pincushions, I guess you could call it. And then, of course, we have the sedation or the continued sedation of Americans. I don't care if it's fluoride in the water, but you're inundated with these stupid commercials that are you feeling lonely, displaced, not up to your usual activities? Ask your doctor about such and such, and they'll give off a plethora of drugs on each one, you know, that is supposed to help you out. And these are all known to cause massive side effects, such as suicide itself. And, of course, if you read the labels, they all tell you that within so many days you should have your liver and whatever tested to make sure that there's no interaction. And, of course, trying to get a liver transplant nowadays or get it onto a waiting list for any other organ, you could wait years. Same thing for a heart. And, of course, what it does is for most, and I'm not dissing those that have done that, but if you buy yourself another 5 years of life, most people, if not covered by massive insurance, whatever, they leave that debt to their families. And that's why when you see the insurance ads for life insurance, they always tell you about the greatness of making sure that you're not leaving your debt to your family. See, that debt just never seems to go away. And yet they want to amass this. And this is a continued thing to where you see the repeated 30-day doses where you have to make another scheduled appointment with the doctor, and then the doctor has to write you another prescription in which you have to then go to a pharmacy to have it written out or filled, you know. And it all it does is creates commerce, and it soaks people to where they're having to either charge their medications. I have a friend right now who's being treated for cancer, and his pills cost $2,000. And, of course, he's related to me already that he's not going to, if something goes wrong, he's not going to soak his family with massive debt. And so in doing so, that he started selling all his belongings that he's amassed in the years like that just to pay for his treatment and stuff. But he did get some good news, though, that he is getting help on the, I should have said that $2,000 is his copay for that prescription for this. It's like a chemo drug. But anyway. But people are amassed in deaths. And then, of course, like I say, the billions on these cancer drugs that we see that people come into position and they instantly raise their prices up over $1,000 for a certain little pill that probably costs 17 cents to make, you know. And then we have these worthless Congress who takes, well, I call them paid whores myself, but They have a job where they show up for like 200 days out of the year, and the next time they call roll call, they're probably over in Israel somewhere to their doing their beck and calling, you know. But it's a shame that we as the people here in America don't have lobbyists for us. Remember, Congress and your Senate and stuff are all supposed to be there elected by the people for the people. To represent the people, and they're not. They're out there representing corporate America. And again, like I'd mentioned earlier there with Hurricane Harvey and this latest one over there in Florida, the U.S. instantly sent relief. Of course, they sent $75 million to Israel. Yeah, there's some relief, but then you find out like FEMA, a government entity, wasn't doing all the relief down there, that the most relief was being done was through the Christian churches, all helping each other out. And this was no different than Katrina, where you read the horror stories of those, and even in prison where those were drowning because the guards and stuff just left and said, you know, we're not going to put up with it. We're going to go home to our own families and take care of them. And they just left the prisoners there, who for over a week, those that didn't drown had to sit in their own excrement and everything like that. And I mean, life has got such low value nowadays, it's pathetic. But in line with that, though, this is kind of the run-up to where we're at today. Like, for you that understand common core math, you can realize just for a second, like in 2015, Israel's GDP was $299 billion. And that's for a population of 8.2 million people. Unlike, say, the crippling sanctions on North Korea that have been there for a long, long time, whose GDP was $3 billion for 23 million people. And, of course, Israel always wants more money, and Israel always gets more money. In the meantime, as I mentioned before there, is that we have the constant millions of starving, homeless, and dying veterans here in America, and nothing's being done. And this is the real shame of this country here, is that it will not take care of its own. It has foreign aid up there, as they call it, the yin-yang, helping other countries out, and that's, of course, to buy them over to the U.S. so-called democratic way of life, and of course it's not. It's bribery, just like the massive bribes that went through Afghanistan. I mean, all this money is being spent on other things that should have been spent here in America. And when I saw that thing where it was released that Congress had approved another $200 million to arm and train these so-called rebels over there in Syria, I kept thinking here, I think that when that was released, it was right in the middle of snow here in Montana. It was 20-some below, and the roads had about a foot and a half of snow on it, and maybe every 8 or so hours you'd hear a snow truck go through. And I was thinking, geez, what would $200 million do to buy a snowplow and to train a driver to use it, which would cut down on accidents here, the loss of lives, and other things that are attributed to that, which, of course, would be medical cost and whatever, helicopters to fly people in and out for airlifting to different hospitals or to other emergency centers. But it seems like nothing's being done for Americans. And, again, I don't vote, so I don't care about what their political agenda is. But I find that the Congress and Senate have totally dumped the American people. And that's why I don't understand why through this statism that these same people keep getting reelected for term after term after term, like those like John Makeda McCain. He served Arizona, basically, actually he served himself. But he's been serving Arizona down there for decades here. We know his history or like that. And yet here's this guy that keeps getting reelected and reelected. And you have to wonder at times that, well, maybe the election system is rigged. Of course, we know it is. There's that video called Hacking Democracy, which kind of proves that. But anyway, what I see personally and my friends is the U.S. is in a frantic move for a dying empire. And as I mentioned before, we have the MOD's actual video releasing footage of ISIS and the U.S. in collaboration alongside each other. We're getting to a point now where we see this distractions to the empire failing, its dollar currency being obliterated, the IMF talking about moving to China, the U.S. with no industry, all jobs are basic service jobs, and of course then we have the massive pedophile problem, not only here in the United States, but Australia, British, and one knows that, I mean, if you keep up on these things, that these scandals, crimes for us, for you and I, but these scandals would be a way to control people, and once they lost control of a politician or whatever, that suddenly they would all be exposed. And, of course, that would destroy their family, and, of course, that's the best way to get back at people. So You have to sit back and look at what is actually going on in this country here to understand what's, I mean, the intent of like Americans getting slapped in the face here. And I was just reading here again where another officer driving 80 miles an hour before a deadly crashes and no charges are recommended. But what happened? Well, it says an Albuquerque police officer, we know what's happened down in Albuquerque from other shootings and stuff down there, was driving double the speed limit seconds before his cruiser, or prowler car, collided with a family's car, killing a six-year-old child. And, of course, no charges. And I look at that because I see things different. It's just like Donald Trump, who I call it, well, another word, but I'll say massaging. Right now, again, with this massive patriotism thing and Donald Trump out there building or boasting the military, he's boasting the police, out talking to the Boy Scouts, that something seems like it's in the works. And this mass surge of patriotism. And that doesn't just transfer only to whites, because we know a lot of blacks, Hispanics, and whatever are also in the military. Other, even Muslims are in the military. But there's this big surge to keep everyone totally wrapped into this American exceptionalism thing. Even Obama, right before he left office, was down there giving a speech at some naval academy there, talking about how great it was to be an American. And of course, this just bolsters people's egos to let them think that, yeah, well, you know, everyone else in the world has a problem and we here are okay. But they don't realize that it's us here that have caused all the problems in the rest of the world. And it's for that so-called American way of life. And you can do that by looking at your FBI crime logs and see the amount of crime, statistically wise, whether it's murders, rapes, actual robberies, partner family assaults, the list goes on and on, the amount of people in prison. And out of all that, knowing that America holds the number one amount of people incarcerated in the entire world in this prison system here, of course they turn out to be slave labor workers, but we are told that we have to project in some way, and I'm using the word we plural there, that we have to project our way of life on others, because God forbid some Muslim woman is wearing a burqa or something over there in some Middle Eastern area where most people can't even locate it on a map, nor do they even care. But of course, this liberation of this so-called democracy, and of course, we're not in a democracy, this is a republic, and most people should remember that. But the other issues that we find go on and on, that shows you that not only is America in decline itself, but its morality is. And I don't care who you sleep with or what like that. I mean, whatever you do is your choice. Or actually, I should say, whatever you do behind your bedroom doors is your choice. It's only when you take it out on the street and you try to impose that on others, and that's like these social justice warriors. When you listen to Father Coughlin back in the 1930s, who was talking about social justice for democracy, that's quite a bit of things there, or difference there. It wasn't about recognizing someone else's rights meant that you had to take from someone else's rights so that yours could be recognized. I think this is more of the Ron Paul theory about this non-interventionist, to where we all get along. If your neighbor wants to walk nude through his field or whatever like that, let him. If you don't like it, don't look, you know. But everyone today is being trained into this post-World War II era of the denazification of Germany in the program, that, or I should say pogrom, that was used. And it's the same that mirrors today, see something, say something. But back then, of course, it was the same scenario where a neighbor would rat out someone else, and of course this is supposed to make your community better. And of course you hear this on the scanners all day long. Like, I laugh when I hear that there's a man dressed in all black walking down the highway, and I laugh because I think, what would Johnny Cash say, you know? But people, they get so involved in other people's lives. And usually that happens, and if you watch the media and the way that these noir movies were and stuff, people usually do that as a distraction because of their own lifestyles. They always point out someone else's crimes to make it look like there's some high and mighty type people there. And of course they're not. They're just like everyone else. And that's why I said demographically in the world, we're all the same. Anyway, we have another commercial break coming up here. 1-800-313-9443, Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back. It's on talk radio. Double talk is on. You get and you wanna.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to the Public Broadcasting Network here. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located in western Montana. You know, in lieu of what Andy had mentioned earlier there, I wanted to say something else here. You know, I remember when Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were up there on stage, and Hillary made that comment about, can you imagine him being in charge of law enforcement in America? And Trump says, yeah, you'd be in jail. And from there, we see these chants of lock her up, lock her up. And we see, and even Tom Fitton there at Judicial Watch has noted on this tremendously, that all these promises about ending the corruption in America has been thrown on a back burner or totally lost somewhere. Records are disappearing. Hard drives are destroyed. And every time I hear that someone else was being audited, I says, yeah, I bet you the shredding machines will be working full time tonight, you know. But that's right, Granny. Anyway, but people wanted justice because, and it wasn't just for the Ambassador Stevens or the CIA agents over there trying to disable those man pads that the U.S. had sent over there for that coup over there in Libya. But it was for all the injustice, the same thing with the Haiti and the scalping of billions from that relief program there, the foundation and its money laundering and pay for play. People wanted justice because they get tired of people being bought off, as well as the massive amount of deaths linked to Hillary Clinton. And you'd think there'd be some form of justice, but we don't see that. And that was another one of these things that most people I know that are so upset with Donald Trump with, is that he does not fulfill on any of this legislative type things. And instead, they're going after some boogeyman Russian deal. And as if Russia's our problem. But like even Ron Paul had mentioned there, he says, look around your house, your home, your car, whatever. Everything you have is regulated by the federal government, and you're taxed for every single portion of it. He says it's not Russia, it's not Iran, it's not North Korea, it's no other place. You know, again, our enemies wear $1,000 suits, and they're located back in Washington, D.C., and that's W-A-R, Washington, D.C., and they're the ones that create all these policies for their big corporate buddies, the same thing that when you see a congressional person or even a president or whatever scream that I've been bugged. Well, how do you think 320 million Americans feel when every single electronic device they have is bugged? The NSA has built back doors into every single server, router, name it, you know. We're not supposed to matter, but it's only when a politician is got something to lose or whatever. And, of course, that would, again, show that they would be exposed for who they're actually working for. And, of course, that's the deep state keeping control of people. But nowhere do we see any of the justice that we should. Again, if you're stopped for a taillight out, that could lead into some massive thing, because we know, like here in this Northwest here, that the Ninth Circuit Court has ruled that law enforcement can lie to you. From one minute you're at a taillight stop, the next minute I smell booze or pot or something like that, and it escalates and escalates, and then they're checking the other passengers, and all it is, it's a fishing expedition. But why can't law enforcement do that with those elected personnel that allegedly are representing the people? And I've always said this too about as far as representatives. We are constantly told that the politicians are elected by we the people. And morality-wise, when you see all the crimes and stuff, well, I guess it does represent we the people, because, as I've mentioned, demographically, the world in itself is in itself the same. If you like to push through your agenda, you put a politician in there that's going to do it. I don't care if you're, as Mike Rivera would say, if you're bi, gay, straight, bent into a pretzel, or if you're a crooked businessman or whatever, like that. You want policies that reflect that. And I was just reading today on this another push towards banning imports from China and such of these low-cost solar cells because it's hurting American commerce. And, of course, down later in the article, almost down toward the bottom, it goes on talking about how the main push is from the coal industry, that now that Trump is reviving the coal industry, that it's going to hurt their jobs most. That's right. But and we find that those people that want to live off-grid and use solar to heat their homes or to power their homes or whatever, that they're being demonized, their property is being condemned, because, of course, like Hanford over here, if you went off-grid or everyone started going off-grid with their own solar and were self-sustaining, well, you wouldn't have to do life by subscription, which is the same as health care and paying your power bill, mortgage. I mean, we are constantly told over and over that we are hated for our freedoms, and I swear I can't find anything that isn't free. And I always refer to that MASH episode where Henry Morgan is burning a mortgage. You might own a home, but if you don't pay the taxes, it's gone. Anyway, another commercial break coming up here. We'll be right back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers, 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned. It's On Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get.
And you wanna... You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio here with Keith Rogers in Western Montana. Our call-in number is 1-800-313. We have Ken in the operating room there. Take any calls that might come in. Still have the onfrequencyradio.chattango or chattango.com if you'd like to join us there. We've got a quite little good group in there today. Anyway, you know, again, it seems like the U.S. always exports its issues. And again, this is a diversion. I mean, you would wonder how, like over in North Korea, with the U.S. flying those B-1B bombers outside their areas there. And sure, I guess a lot of it could be to gather intelligence. Of course, we know that there's satellites that they do there, that not only does the U.S. have them, Japan has them, and such. But it's no different than NATO ramping up its strategic plans to thwart Russian aggression, where Russia hasn't done a thing, just like Syria has never attacked the United States, Iraq never attacked the United States, Libya never attacked the United States. Somalia never attacked the United States. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. But it's the U.S. has to do this policing of the world. And, of course, the comment on that is, if it's policing action, why don't they just send police and not the military? Of course, that's not the objective there. Like those 2,200 Humvees that ISIS got a hold of. I mean, look at the cost of those. I remember that in 2003, I was reading the cost plus on those Humvees. One Humvee cost $250,000, $250,000. And of course, there was another video I just saw where a guy in a sheriff's office was offered some of these military equipment there. And his friend had talked to him about, this was on John Stadtmiller's show, where he says, well, call up your friend here and see how much a driveline costs to fabricate for that thing. And of course, to get a driveline. And the guy called a parts store. They didn't have any. So he says, well, call and see how much it costs to get it fabricated. Of course, the cost was outrageous. And that's probably why they leave a lot of these devices, war devices, overseas and stuff and don't bring them back home. Or after World War II, you remember how they just dumped them all in the ocean. But is it that bad where parts can't even be acquired? It's the same scenario of those that are out on a battlefield and you need so many support crews to support either the fighter or the tank that has to have its refueling options. I mean, the list goes on. And all this money is where we get back into the trillions and trillions of dollars missing from the Pentagon, trillions missing from the banking system. And, of course, this is all attributed to national debt that you and I are supposed to owe and our children's children are supposed to owe. And it's all with interest so that we'll never be out of debt. So it just tells you exactly the system that we're locked into and the morality behind it. Because I always kind of laugh about this. The Hebrews were given over 600 laws. They bartered down, I guess, to 10. And then they wanted to know which one was the best one. And then Christ, of course, gave them two of love. And, of course, we know what happened to Christ. But Donald Trump saying that this country does not worship government. It worships God. And I keep thinking what a rhetorical statement that is. I mean, in itself. Anyway, Patty in Missouri. Hello, Granny. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Keith. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Got a lot done here over the week here. Of course, the OxyContin helps out, but the dogs are bonding great, the new puppy and everything like that, and so I'm having a blast. I even got the little one potty trained now, I guess, so I'm even happy about that.
Will you go, Diddy?
Yeah. So what's on your mind? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to make a comment about Valerie Plame Wilson and what she said on Twitter, and then I guess the Zionist went after her, and she retracted and started apologizing, saying she read the story wrong. She was absolutely right. Exactly what she said was right on. It is Zionism, the Zionist Jews, who are in charge of this country, who are behind the scenes pulling all the strings, including the neocons and all the elite Zionists with the big money. They're controlling this country. And every war that we go get into is not because of the interest of the United States. It's for Israel. You know, I call this country the United States of Israel.
The forms that doesn't have that, you know, where it lists a country where you can't write in the United States of Israel.
Right. And who is the only country and group of people in the world that you can't criticize?
Right.
Israel. Who's trying to make laws over here to take our freedom of speech away?
Guns.
So we can't call Israel out. I'll be the first one to call the United States out when I see them doing things that aren't right. Why does Israel get a pass?
Well, that's just like the BDS movement, though, Patty, because, I mean, if you want to boycott, divest, and sanction another country, I don't care if it's Saudi Arabia for what they're doing down in Yemen. If you don't want to support that, that's your obligation as a Christian or whatever you want to claim to be, because you want no part in it. Because remember, like in Nuremberg, that those with knowledge, all they had to do was have knowledge and do nothing, were labeled as aiding and abetting. And that went along with those propagandists in the media that also were hanged for their part in spreading propaganda.
Well, you know, the United States, we're being lied to. We're still funding and fighting with ISIS. We are fighting on their behalf because of a pipeline that Israel wants run through Syria. It always leads back to some resource, oil. And it's beyond me how such a small country can have a total octopus grip on a country the size of the United States. I mean, we have a central bank. You know, we need to understand, and I know a lot of people don't want to know, but this is the United States of Israel. The bankers, mostly Jews, all the money people that call the shots in the government. And look what they're doing to Trump.
Mm-hmm.
They got him by the ball.
Well, really, I say, well, remember, we're in that video on YouTube where it says Zionist Jews openly admit that immigration's number one on their agenda. You can sit there and listen to it right out of the horse's mouth, you know. But for us to put up a wall here, it's racist. But, of course, if Israel has walls or Jewish-only streets, that's not racist. Matter of fact, if you say anything like that, again, your First Amendment rights will be taken away. Of course, that First Amendment gave you the right to criticize not only your own government, but everyone else's government. And that's why they hate this country so much, is because we have that amount of freedom left. Of course, we know, you and I know, on Twitter, that our users have been censored completely off the page, I guess you call it. Our tweets are being deleted or not displayed. And then we have that Zuckerberg saying that now that, of course, we know who Zuckerberg is, that he and the U.S. government will be working hand in hand now. Of course, this is to control all information. And, of course, he's another one of these idiots that come out there saying he has over 1,000 ads from Russia, blah, 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 blah. You know, this and then everyone I hear talking about Russia or Russian hacking or Russian whatever, they're all Jewish that are all linked back to being dual citizen Israelis.
Yeah, the Bolsheviks. They're revengeful people. They're still PO'd at Russia because they were kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
And now look, Russia's free from the IMF bank. They don't owe them nothing. And now they're going to just be fomenting at the mouth for sure now because Rothschild Bank got kicked out. The Rothschilds were kicked out of Russia. And now they're going to really be drumming up war.
You remember that clip I had, I think, 2 weeks ago where puppy kicked on the wall. Where that elderly gal was talking to George Bush, how she worked three jobs, and Bush said that was uniquely American of her. And I think of, as we get older, Patty, whether or not you've got a pension or it isn't stolen from you through some means, that when you get old, you think, well, you'll be able to sit down in some moderate comfort and be able to sustain yourself and not have to go back to work and work three jobs to supplement your Social Security or stuff, because the American worker and or those disabled or retired cannot afford the standard of living that it takes. I mean, sure, you can, through austerity, cut out your cable and satellite, internet, all that stuff. And, of course, you're left in the dark there. And, of course, all you're going to get is this propaganda from this George Orwell's Emmanuel Goldstein, you know, telling us who the enemy of the state is. You'll see it at the bank when you drive up there, the little video screen comes on. You see it at the ATM, the gas pumps, the stores. We're constantly being fed this barrage of propaganda about what we should buy, what we should wear, the lipstick, the men's hair tonics and crap. I mean, we have to actually be told to do everything, but we just want to live in peace, be left alone, you know?
Right, but still the majority of the population are zombies walking around with their faces stuck in their cell phone screens and consuming.
Well, that's also like this transgender thing. You look at the amount of suicides from transgenderism, and like that one tweet I put out again about the boy lost his toy or something like that and now wants it back. But 12 years old going through a sexual change and then realizing as you get older like that that's not what you wanted. And, of course, still when you're born, it identifies you as a male or female. It does not say in between or anything else like that. And then that other recent thing here where they come out and they says that a child as early as 6 months can be racist. And I go, boy, they are really grabbing at the bottom of the barrel here.
Right. That's really pushing it. And all this, they don't recognize the two genders. There's only two genders, male or female. I don't care if you're a butterfly or what you are. There's only two genders. And they're wanting to mix it up. Well, if feminists believe that, which they do, they're helping push it, then why are they marching for women's rights? Doesn't make any sense, does it?
Right. Now, I was trying to think of that tweet I'd looked up earlier on my phone here, but it was about that guy that got fired for highlighting all this stuff about these Jewish wars, but Murr had just posted this in the internet about that Valerie Plame in her background there, but what gets me, though, Patty, is like those Zionists in Israel compared to those rabbis in New York that protest in the thousands saying that Zionism does not represent Judea, nor the Jewish people. And you never see those in mainstream media news. And these are the ones that say, leave Palestine alone. That Palestine is not the homeland of the Jews, you know, and they recognize that. And that was the humility that, remember biblically, that a lesson to be taught that when they return to God, of course, again, that survey that says that in Israel, out of 50 nations polled, the Jews are the least religious.
Right, they're atheists.
Yeah.
They don't believe in God. They don't believe in God.
But how can you be God's chosen?
God gave that land to them.
Yeah, how can you be God's chosen if you don't believe in God?
Well, we know where the God's chosen myth came from. It's not biblical.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like living on a reservation here. You know, Patty, on the reservation here, it'd be like having a tribal member, who I have many friends that are tribal here. But imagine them showing up at my door at 3 o'clock in the morning and telling me to get the F off their land that their great spirit gave it to me. And, of course, no, it was assigned. It was assigned. You know, they got a beautiful area here, and of course, people got mad after they realized the area they were given here because it's nothing but lakes, rivers, streams, and mountains and forests. You know.
Well, did the Rothschilds not understand what they were getting into when they chose to go back to Israel, which most of them, the majority, don't have any ties to that land. Period.
Yeah, what was that other island? Was it Madagascar or something like that? They were offered first, whatever it was.
Right. And
you know, I think that has been the seat of all contention, of course, for the Middle East. And that's why I always bring out that Luke 21:20-24, where it says, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, I believe that this is where they believe that their so-called Messiah is going to show up and liberate them. Anyway, I have a break coming up here, Patty. I got another caller here, but go ahead and finish up there before the music starts.
Well,
okay?
I'm finished. I'm finished. I just wanted to put my 2 cents in.
Well,
I'll hang
got,
up and go to the next caller.
Back, but, yeah, thank you for calling. I still haven't heard from Cindy yet either, so.
Okay.
All right.
She gave me a different number. I was trying to find it, but I can't.
Oh, I can text you the one I got for her, okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Sounds good. My best to you, okay? And Al there, okay?
Thanks, Keith. Bye-bye.
All right. See you later. All right, I have a break coming up here, but I do have another caller coming in here, so I'll wait till after the break there, so if that caller can hold on there for just a second there. But over and over, we see that the elections around the world, like over in Germany right now, people are writing in Putin for president. And they're even listing the fact that, hey, he speaks German, too. You know, well, he speaks English, too. I've watched that CNN interview with him, you know. But we see that they are striving so hard now to keep this European Union together, the North American Union together, and to keep this New World Order agenda together and regulate it to where you see these draconian law type things emanating from the UN, the useless idiots over there that have done nothing. They're failed just like the League of Nations. They have not united anyone. Otherwise, there'd be no fly zones and stuff over Israel or over Yemen and stuff, but there's none of that. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is On Frequency Radio with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network, 1-800-313-9443.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. True
Truth is on Talk Radio.
Welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. We have another caller, Tommy in Tennessee. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you very much. Enjoying your program here. You bring up a lot of things. I wish I'd have took a little note here and there to touch upon, but
it'll be archived. Anyway, the show's archived. If you want to listen to it later?
Yeah, I'm sure, but I just meant for the moment to touch upon, speak upon that you bring up. What comes to my mind? I like your last caller. She was pretty astute there. What comes to mind is it's on my mind about all people addressing these issues that we have going here, as everyone is getting their minds expanded a little bit with all the new novelty that is coming out with the awakening and awarenesses of all the more information that's ever been spilled out because of the internet over a short amount of time here, maybe 20 years or so. It's got legs, and now everybody's like, hey, what's going on? And more people are waking up, but not enough to move the mountain in the field of consciousness in order to make the change necessary in our lifetime. And this is what gets me. And we have a identity crisis here because our identity has been stolen, and we have lost touch of who's the boss and what's going on here. And the elite, the governments, these 0.001% that have the grip on this green and blue ball and these negative reptilian agenda that's going on through their minions on the earth. And in this realm that is a fiction realm of duality, very complicated to make simple, that up until this time, all the people combined and over time have failed, absolutely failed to make the change necessary to overcome this dilemma of genocide and tyranny. And that is because the focus of attention has been taken away from the identity of the individual who's who, the godlike creature that can do what he did and only better, he, whoever. So the people's focus is distracted in a disassociative identity disorder from all the trauma that we've undergone. With every move we make, every breath we take, we're being bombarded with.
I'm running out of time here, Tommy. Okay.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I do thank you for calling in. I agree with you though there, and that's why they didn't like this "Make America Great Again," because of the fact that they don't want this country to be independent and have that identity anymore.
Yeah. All right. There's reasons. I'd like to call you back sometime. We talk.
All right. More. Sounds good. Yeah. Next Sunday. Okay, Stud.
Okay. Sounds great. Thanks.
All right. My best to you. Anyway, that's the end of our show here. Thank you for all calling in there, and for Ken in the control room. Up next is Blacklisted News Radio. Thank you for those in the chat room, and we'll catch you again next week. And again, good to have you out here. This is Keith Rogers signing off.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.